Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
The case of free play.
Well, I must say the kindergarten looks wonderful, Aunt Martha. Isn't it delightful, Deborah?
Like me, Ted.
What? Oh, yes, of course. Yes, we.
You neglected your old Aunt Ted. I haven't seen you in ages.
Well, we've been busy, Aunt Martha.
You and Miss Hawkins, is it?
Hawkins.
I have thought of you, Aunt Martha. Haven't I, Deborah?
Mm.
Every time someone mentions Miss Mulberry's nursery school, I feel a little glow of pride. Being a Mulberry, too, I mean.
What time are the kids out of here?
I beg pardon, Miss Hawkins?
This building, what time do the kids get out of it?
Why, school closes at 3, Miss Hawkins. We only take little tots, you know. Oh, my, I think the water's boiling for tea. Will you excuse me?
Oh, can I help?
No, no, you sit still. I won't be a minute.
Look, bird brain, will you get to the point with the old fool?
Now, Deborah, you promised I could handle it. After all, she is my aunt. I know how.
Why don't you just give it to her straight? Tell her we've been peddling the stuff and it got hot.
Oh, in heaven's name, Deborah, have you lost your mind? And Martha wouldn't know what marijuana is. Say nothing of narcotics.
Okay, have it your way. I mean, this setup is perfect.
You said the last one was.
So it got hot. Now, will you please tell her we're moving in here?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Look, it's a nursery school or whatever you call it, right?
One of the best private ones in the city.
Great. The brats pull out of 3. We can run the joint wide open all night long.
Yes. It does seem advantageous, I'll admit.
Advantageous? It's beautiful. There's plenty of room. We can even take on more customers.
Of course, Aunt Martha will be hard to handle, Deborah. Very hard.
Well, that's your department. All I know is we're moving in. Who'd look for hopheads in the nursery?
Oh, all I can say, Chief. When I pull a boner, it's a beaut.
Why, Harrington? Something go wrong?
Oh.
You mean last night?
I mean last night, Miss Miller. You know, I've been working on that marijuana thing, Chief.
Yes, I know.
For weeks now, I've been working along with the federal boys. Mm-hmm. The heavier stuff, heroin, cocaine, all that, that's their department.
Yes, and what about the marijuana?
Well, sure, we've got jurisdiction there. It's a local offense.
I know. I mean, weren't you about ready to go ahead?
Well, last night, wasn't it, Harrington?
That's right, last night. There's a dame named Hawkins, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I told you, Deborah Hawkins?
Yes, you mentioned the name.
Okay, for weeks now, we've been casing her place. Mm-hmm. An apartment over on West Avenue.
And that's where she operated?
Oh, in a big way. She not only peddled the stuff, she let the customer stay right there and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talk about a fun house.
And what happened?
Yeah, nothing happened. We got all set to raid the joint. I got 4 extra crews on duty. I got the whole building roped off.
And?
We go in.
Yeah.
Boom. The joint's as clean as a whistle.
You mean you couldn't get any evidence?
Evidence? The place was empty, Miss Miller. Deborah and her chum pulled out in the morning.
Her chum?
Oh, yeah. Some punk that works for her.
Oh, I see. Any idea where the tip came from?
No, I haven't, Chief. It was kind of a big operation, you know. When they're like that, there could be a lot of leaks.
Yes, unfortunately, you're right. But I have a stack of complaints a foot high about this marijuana situation.
Yeah, don't I know it? The T-boys, too. They're absolutely sure narcotics are coming into this town. Yeah, even better. They're coming to Deborah Hawkins.
And she's gone.
Well, she sure was last night.
Well, there's only one answer. She'll open up again some other place.
Oh, that you can bet on.
Well, let's find her then, and this time, let's bring her in.
Ah, here you are, Deborah, in here, huh? Well, did you see who's in the nursery tonight?
Mm-hmm, Martindale, Lightning Tin.
Well, you might at least have let me tell it. How much did he spend? Oh, here.
Thanks. 50. I'm not sure I like him as a customer, though. He's got a bad reputation.
I think he's fascinating. I do believe he's the first gangster I've ever met.
You're somewhat naive, darling. Where were you all afternoon?
I was with Aunt Martha in the nursery.
In the afternoon?
I was helping with the children. You know, it's amazing, Deborah, watching their little minds.
Yeah, well, you keep your little mind on our children, dear. I made a good start here for a week. I want to make it even better.
Ted? Oh, good. You're both here.
Why, Aunt Martha, I thought you were upstairs in bed long ago.
Oh, I can sleep with people coming and going. I'll never know. Good evening, Miss Hawkins.
I was just going.
I'd rather you stayed. As a matter of fact, there's something I want to say to both of you.
Can I get you a cup of tea, Aunt Martha?
Stop fussing, Ted. Fact is, I'm extremely upset.
One of the kids fall out of the swing?
Deborah, please. What is it, Aunt Martha?
I told you a week ago you were welcome to stay here for a while, Ted. You too, Miss Hawkins.
Thanks.
With your tea room burnt to the ground and all, goodness knows you had no place to go.
With our what?
I told Aunt Martha about our tea room, Deborah, in Chicago.
Oh, and you're welcome here. I'm sure it isn't that.
So it's what?
My dear Miss Hawkins, it seems to me you've had company every night since you came.
Company?
Even now, there are people in the nursery, coming and going until all hours. I've heard them.
Oh, but my dear,
let me finish. And stop dancing about.
Sit down, Ted.
I'm only trying to explain.
I realize you're young, you have friends, and you like to have a good time.
You bet.
On the other hand, this is my nursery school and my home. You mustn't abuse it.
Oh, now, we don't mean to, Aunt Martha, really.
Well, nevertheless, I don't like it. Smelling up the place with their Turkish cigarettes.
How's that again?
My dear Miss Hawkins, the nursery is just thick with their smoke. It's getting so I can't air the place out.
Aunt Martha,
oh, you needn't explain, my boy. I'm tired now, and I'm going to try to sleep.
Oh, let me help you.
Oh, do leave me alone. Sorry I had to speak, but I just can't have this. Now, if you'll excuse me, good night.
She ought to take a drag or two herself and prove her disposition.
It's not funny, Deborah.
I think it is. The first time I ever heard marijuana described as a Turkish cigarette.
She doesn't know.
Really? You amaze me. Better go see if Martin Dale wants anything. He usually takes a deck home.
But what about Aunt Martha? We'd have to find a new place if she makes us move.
Now, you're being funny.
But you heard her, Deborah. She...
Will you come, too? This is the neatest setup I ever had.
But
I don't intend to give it up. Aunt Martha or no Aunt Martha, we're here to stay.
Please assure the committee we are doing everything we can. Sincerely, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I'll have this tap right away, Chief.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, yes, come in, Harrington.
Well, you look happy.
Boy, why shouldn't I? Hey, Chief, we finally got a break.
Oh, on the marijuana problem?
Right on the head.
Yes?
I was prowling around town last night. Pretty late, too, come to think of it. And I see my old pal, Martin Dale.
Who?
A two-bit bum around town, Miss Miller, mixed up in a dozen different rackets.
Well, there's no charge pending against him, is there?
No, no, nothing special, Chief, but I spoke to him just the same. A bum like that on parole, well, I do it just for exercise.
Well, I don't blame you. Dale's in prison oftener than he's out.
Well, he's on his way in again, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
When I stopped him, Chief, he was glassy-eyed. First, I thought he was drunk.
Yes, and?
He was all hopped up, Chief. I could smell marijuana all over him.
What?
Sure, and to make it even better, he was carrying 24 cigarettes.
No.
Sure. I got him down in the bullpen right now.
Have you made out the charge?
No, not yet, Chief. I thought I'd see you first.
Good. Say, this may be an opening wedge, Harrington. Is he able to talk?
Oh, yeah, sure. The jag's worn off. He's just depressed now.
He's what?
Oh, those hopheads get awful low when you take away the candy, Miss Miller.
Oh.
Well, what time did you make the arrest?
2 a.m.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's do this. We'll hold him the full 24 hours without making a formal charge.
Right.
Oh, and nothing to the papers, Miss Miller.
Okay.
Notify the desk, will you?
Right away.
And we'll give him a couple of hours and then bring him up here, Harrington.
Right. And by that time, he ought to be real unhappy.
Yes, we won't make a deal, you understand, but maybe he'll talk anyway. They usually do.
Oh, brother, I sure hope so, because if Martin Dale got his supply from little Deborah Hawkins, Chief, we're in.
I want to go to bed, Ted. There won't be any more customers tonight, anyway.
Yes, I will, Deborah. Simply trying to calm myself by reading.
Reading what?
Hmm? Oh, one of Aunt Martha's books. The Life of Madame Montessori.
Who's she? Lighten, will you?
Oh, nuisance. Madame Montessori founded a method of educating small children, the theory of free play.
That ought to calm anybody.
Here. Yeah.
Thanks. What's the matter? You run out of comic books?
Your sense of humor is warped, Deborah. If I want to improve myself, I should at least be encouraged.
You like telling stories to the little monsters?
I happen to find it stimulating, yes. As a matter of fact, Deborah,
Go ahead.
Hmm?
Somebody's coming.
But you said everyone's gone. Good heavens, it's after three.
Yes? Well.
Aunt Martha.
I thought I'd find you here. Now, don't speak, Theodore. We won't mince words.
You're up pretty late, aren't you?
I'll hear no more from you, Miss Hawkins. Now, both of you pack your bags and get out.
What did you say?
Don't pretend you don't understand me. I said get out of my nursery school.
Now?
Now. Is that clear?
Just what's wrong, Aunt Martha?
Well, I'm sure you could answer that better than I, Miss Hawkins. I saw some of your friends tonight.
Our friends? Downstairs in the nursery?
I did. I don't know what was going on, but it's going to stop. Acted like drunkards.
Oh, Martha, no.
Don't argue with me. I said pack up and get out.
Nobody was drunk, Aunt Martha.
Well, worse then. I don't even want to hear about it. Well, didn't you hear me?
She's your aunt, Ted. Take over.
Aunt Martha, now, be calm a minute.
Oh, you're a spineless, weak jellyfish, Ted Mulberry. Yes, and no telling what else. I said get out.
Aunt Martha, don't talk like that. I might get mad.
Mad? You? Oh.
Oh, I can get mad, can't I, Deborah? Tell her.
Take it easy, Aunt Martha.
Now, listen, you two. The officer in this neighborhood is a friend of mine. If you're not started in 2 minutes, I'm going to call him.
And get your poor nephew arrested?
I don't care what happens to him. He's a sneak, a lying little sneak.
I always thought you were a lady.
Get out.
Deborah?
You calm enough, Ted?
Completely.
You realize now I was right?
Perfectly.
He talks to that policeman, it's 15 to 25 years for the both of us.
Naturally. I should have acted before.
Oh, stop this chattering and get out of
I'll
here.
I'll get the gun, Ted. I have it much first.
Let me have it, Deborah. Quickly.
Have you gone mad? What are you talking about? What gun?
This one. Here, Ted.
Thank you.
Theodore. What's come over you? Theodore.
You don't know your nephew in a crisis, Aunt Martha. He's a riot.
There's no need to explain to her, Deborah. I see it quite clearly. Aunt Martha?
Ted, no. No, Theodore. No. You shot me. You didn't have to.
I shall have a reaction quite soon, Deborah. I'll need a small brandy.
I know.
It's the only thing to do, of course. You about that?
Completely. There's just one thing.
Yes?
Are you still thinking clearly? We need the nursery for the cover-up, you know.
I was aware of that when I shot.
Who's going to teach the kids?
I am.
You?
I should use the Montessori method, I think. The accent on free play. And now my brandy, Deborah. Oh, I really do feel quite faint.
All right, Jerry. Put him back in the cooler.
Let's go back to the office, Harrington.
All right.
How long were we talking to him?
Martindale?
Mm-hmm.
Good 3 hours, Chief.
Yes, not very profitably, I'd say. Now, let's take the back stairs.
Boy, that guy sure is stubborn.
Well, there isn't a doubt in my mind that he knows where Deborah Hawkins is.
Oh, sure. Every time you mentioned her name, we got a reaction out of him.
Yes, a reaction, but no information.
Hmm.
Well, we can't hold him, Harrington. We'll make out a charge upstairs.
Right. Possession of marijuana?
Well, that's about all we can do, I'm afraid. We'll have to release the stories to the papers, too.
Yeah, I know. Brother, wherever Deborah's operating, it sure is terrific.
We've got to find it, Harrington. I want to put a stop to her for good.
Mm-hmm.
asked you not to disturb me when I'm in the nursery.
Where are the kids?
In Humpty Dumpty Land.
What?
In the next room. It's nap time. After that, they get their milk. Thought about, of course.
Listen, teacher, will you wake up? Did you see the afternoon papers?
But hardly. I've been busy here at the blackboard since noon. You like it?
Like what?
Well, good heavens, Deborah, don't tell me you don't recognize it. All this colored chalk. It's a turkey.
You drew that?
I traced part of it, I must admit. It's good, though, don't you think?
I'm trying to tell you...
The tail feathers just delight the children. Tell me what?
Martindale is in stir.
Martindale? Our Martindale?
Our Martindale. And get this, the DA charged him with possession of marijuana.
Oh.
Our marijuana, in case you don't get it.
That could be very serious.
Could be. Suppose he tells where he got it.
That's what I meant.
That and your Aunt Martha lying out in that ditch, my friend, that don't add up so good.
Oh, don't mention it, Deborah. I've told so many mothers she went to Florida, I almost believe it.
I don't care about the mothers. Just believe this, Montessori. If Martindale starts talking, this whole act may turn into a turkey.
This woman's body was found in a ditch, you said?
Yeah, this morning, Chief. She's up ahead on slab 9. Yeah, I heard about Martindale.
About getting released on bail?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we kind of expected it.
Well, there wasn't any way to hold him pending trial. All I'm banking on now, when we do try him, he'll talk.
Well, maybe. Yeah, here's the woman. He'll have to get on slab.
There's been no autopsy?
No, nobody's even touched her, Chief. There's no identification.
Nice-looking woman.
Yeah.
One shot?
Yeah.
In a ditch, you said?
Right, Chief. What?
Nothing. I was just looking at these smudges on her dress here. Some sort of chalk, isn't it?
Chalk?
Yes. There
wasn't any in the ditch.
Well, we'll have a test taken. It seems like...
What's the matter, Chief?
Oh, it's strange. There's an odor on these clothes. Still quite strong.
Hmm? Let me smell.
That familiar?
Huh. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle, Chief. That smells like marijuana.
Yes, that was my impression, too. Yeah. Now, there's the phone.
Yeah, that may be for me, Chief. I told Ropey we were coming down to the morgue.
Yes?
Chief, Miss Miller.
Yes?
Can you come back to the office?
Well, I'd rather not right now, Miss Miller. Harrington and I have just stumbled onto something important.
I'll say we have.
Well, this is important, too, Chief.
Yes?
The report just came in. Martindale's been killed.
The way we tie our shoe, tie our shoe, tie our... This is the way we brush up here, brush up here.
Will you please keep still? I'm trying to concentrate.
Well, my dear Deborah, you told me yourself the nursery is important. If I'm to run it, I want it run right.
Will you please?
The children learn through these songs, Deborah. I must say, I've learned quite a bit myself.
Great. Now, will you listen to me?
Later.
You're really feeling your muscle lately, you know it, little man?
Why not? Things are going extremely well. The children adored my turkey.
Oh, dear. All right, we'll talk quietly. Light you in.
Why don't you carry matches, Deborah? I'm busy.
Listen, egghead, I spent all afternoon trying to find Martindale, and I couldn't. Suppose he's talking.
He isn't.
What do you mean he isn't? Stop smirking at me.
I killed him.
You did what?
He was here while you were out. It seems he needed a supply.
Give me this slow.
It's quite simple. I offered to drive him home, and when we got there, I shot him. I borrowed your gun.
You shot Martindale? Just like that?
My dear Deborah, you said yourself if he talked, we'd have to move again.
Yes, but
And it was the only thing to do. I'd simply hate giving up the nursery.
Oh, good Lord.
So you'll see, there's nothing to worry about at all. Now, heavens. This is the way we tie our shoe, tie our shoe, tie. In heaven's name, how do you tie a shoe?
Chief, clear out, will you, fellas? The DA will see you in a minute. That's it, that's the boy. Come on, give us a chance to work, huh? That's it, outside.
The examiner's on his way for the body.
Good. You may start on the apartment, Miss Murray, and just list everything you see.
Sure thing.
This Martin Dale sure wasn't neat, Chief. Look at this dump.
Well, at the moment, Harrington, I'm more interested in his body. Do you notice anything?
He shot once.
On the coat sleeve here.
Huh? See? Hey, that's funny. Looks like chalk.
Exactly. And that was chalk on that woman in the morgue.
Hey, Chief. This begins to make sense.
Yes, a lot of sense. A woman and Martin Dale, both shot once, chalk on both bodies, and the odor of marijuana on both.
Well, Marty's got more than odor. His pockets are full of cigarettes.
Oh, gee.
Yes, Miss Miller.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I found this engagement calendar.
This what?
On Martin Dale's desk, Harrington. The page for today is still here.
Yes, what about it, Miss Miller?
Well, the name seems so strange. Martin Dale didn't have any children, did he?
My dear Deborah, I must ask you once more to remain calm.
Calm? Now?
You're simply putting a series of circumstances together, my dear. It's what we call basic association.
What?
Basic association. For example, take one of the children. I say dog. He answers bow wow. I say snow. He says Santa Claus. Really, most interesting.
Yeah, well, I say murder, Bob. First Aunt Martha, and now Martin Dale.
Still association. There's no reason in the world to connect us to any of it. Now, would you like to help me? I'm doing the nursery in crepe paper.
Ted.
Yes, Deborah?
What's the matter with you? You used to be so easy, so gentle.
Why, I'm the soul of gentleness, Deborah.
Then will you think... We got to get out of here, Ted, now, before things get any hotter.
I say no.
Oh, you fat-headed...
No, so help me, Mother Goose, I'll make you see it. Ted.
Yes, dear?
Please, can we go?
You're really very selfish, Deborah. I enjoy the nursery immensely.
I see. Okay, that does it. You won't listen to me. Maybe you'll listen to this. Just happen to have here in my purse...
I'd put away the gun, if I were you. They make me extremely nervous.
I only wish they did. Now, will you get started? We're checking out.
Put it down, Deborah. You know my temper.
Who's that?
One of the mothers, I'd imagine. She'd hardly expect firearms, Deborah. Put it away.
Get rid of her, you hear me?
But I enjoy their problems. I really do. Enter.
This is the Mulberry Nursery School?
Yes, I'm Mr. Mulberry. Can I help you?
In here, Chief.
Oh, yes, yes, I see.
Yeah, I was just going... Hey, wait a minute. Well, I'll be darned if it ain't Debbie Hawkins.
What?
I'm more interested in this one, Harrington. That's interesting chalk on your suit.
I beg your pardon?
Ted, you fool, they're cops.
Deborah, quickly, the gun.
No, you don't. Debbie, old kid.
I'll take that.
Keep that gun, Harrington. We'll need it. All right, both of you. This school is out for good. Let's go.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.